So what's it like working with this director of yours?
Do you want the truth?
I know. Are you going to take this question?
I've worked with him 7 times, so clearly I'm either a glutton for punishment or I actually enjoy it. Yeah. I just love, you know, when you're working with your friends, there's a thing about just, you know, you trust their opinion implicitly. There's none of the diplomacy that just takes up time.
Right.
You know, when you don't know a director, they're always so polite. When they say, you know, I wonder if maybe we could think about it. And when you know the person, it's like, that's stunk. Listen, do that. You know? And you just kind of get to the meat of the matter a lot quicker. And and so it was a very laid-back atmosphere. Everyone, you know, George is surrounded by people who've worked with him before.
Oh, and such a caliber of talent, right, too, like in the crew. It's really amazing.
Everyone's the best of the best.
Game,
yeah.
So
and they all
want to
be there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And does it make a huge difference when it's an actor who is your director?
Well, I think they have an understanding. They have an understanding of what you do, and they're great at communicating to you too, because they Matt was saying, sometimes they will be briefer. They might be less precious about direction because they know that you don't have to be that precious, right, about it. So it makes it easier.
Did he tell you that you stink at any point, or is that language? You know,
usually, that's how he does.
That's just for you. So
we have a shorthand.
Yeah. I'm sure stink wasn't the word.
You suck. That's our shorthand.
That's what I was thinking. What a cool world that you all and George and the Coen brothers created for this, just visually, in addition to this really cool story. What a really cool world to inhabit, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. And it's nice. It was fun tonally, too, because it's juxtaposed, you know, upon this real life story. So you have this kind of different way of framing things. And I also think it's a manifestation of how easy it is to look the other way, how easy it is to be diverted by something and not notice another thing that's going on.
Yeah. If I could just, you know, talk about a news story for a minute, because it's what's in, it's the Weinstein story, and not to comment on it because I've read your comments on it. But I guess the question now at this point is, how do we correct this? I mean, it seems to be rampant by all accounts. What do we do?
I think we correct it by having repercussions for this kind of behavior. Do you know? I think that traditionally, when these things happen, certainly when I was growing up, it was something that you just accepted as a matter of course. That was something would happen. It might happen in the workplace. Even though it's illegal, you still were like, oh, you know, I realized that there were things that happened to me that I never told my daughter about because I thought maybe she didn't need to know. And now I'm like, yeah, you know what? I do need to tell you. Mm-hmm. And you do need to know that these things are wrong. You do need to know that you should report them. And I think when there are actual repercussions, legal and business and financial, people will stop doing these things.
Yeah. What do you think, Matt?
Yeah, I think, you know, reading that New Yorker piece that Ronan Farrow did, what was incredible was all of the women who were levying these accusations, their stories were corroborated by parents. At the time, they had gone and told somebody, but they all felt powerless to do anything. And I think with what's happened in the wake of this, and, you know, as Julie said, accountability and having there be repercussions for this, I think that's a real shot across the bow of anybody who's engaging in behavior like this. Like, if somebody as powerful as Harvey can be brought down by this, then anybody who's engaging in this behavior can be brought down by this, and that's a good thing, and that's how you affect real change. That's how you get people to start behaving differently. If they're fearful that they're going to have to actually be responsible for what they're doing.